The saint whose feast we celebrate today is in some ways known, but in some ways not known at all. And, of course, the readings of today concern the strong woman who is very industrious, and the woman who also gives honor to God and to her husband. And exactly this is what Saint Hedwig, who is the saint of today, in Polish, Jadwiga, did in her life. She was born, however, in Germany, in Bavaria, the daughter of the Archduke of Bavaria. And, of course, in those days, before countries were established, when there was a duke, they were actually a king. So it's basically the same thing. So she was a princess. And she was married to the Archduke of Silesia, which was the ancient name for Poland. And they had a very wonderful marriage. They had several children, among them at least one daughter and two sons, for sure. And after a certain number of years of being married, they prayed and they decided that they were taking a vow of continence together in front of the altar, that they would henceforth live as brother and sister, not as husband and wife. In the meantime, there were many vicissitudes. Her sons were in many wars. One of them was killed. The husband died. She was all by herself. Now, she and her husband built many churches and cathedrals and monasteries in Silesia and all and throughout Poland. And among them, two Cistercian monasteries or abbeys. Her daughter entered one of those, and eventually, when the king died, Queen Hedwig also would enter the monastery at Trebnitz. And she lived there till she died in 1243. In the meantime, she performed many miracles, especially obtaining peace between people who were at war with each other and were fighting with each other. And so she, in that sense, she's very similar to St. Margaret of Scotland. She is also the maternal aunt of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And they were, of course, related to St. Stephen of Hungary and other saints. Saints of a feather flock together. Wherever there's one saint, there usually are several. And so let us strive to be holy and strive to live and socialize with holy people. And perhaps someday somebody in many years will be preaching about us and our birds of a feather that we flocked together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.